The funeral has been taking place of the singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor. The public part of today's ceremony was in Bray in County Wicklow, where she'd lived for 15 years and whose people her family said she had loved. They'd asked those who wanted to pay their respects to gather on the town's seafront. Just after midday, the cortege paused in front of her former home in the town. Clapping and music for Sinead O'Connor there in Bray. Well, President Michael D. Higgins and his wife Sabina attended an earlier funeral service. So too did the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Chief Imam of the Islamic Centre of Ireland, Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, led prayers at the funeral service, representing the faith she'd embraced. He told us just before we came on air that he was overwhelmed by the show of support towards Sinead.
I'm not surprised, and neither should people be, because the daughter of Ireland has passed away. We've lost an incredible soul, an incredible human being, and one that made the Irish nation so proud. She reached the heart of millions of people around the world with her amazing voice and, you know, with her art. And I think that's something that very few people can do. But beyond that, she was an amazing human being who was always, passionate about justice, passionate about having equality in the society. So the Irish people coming out today to, you know, say goodbye to her shouldn't be surprising. And it's something that, that reflects the amazing, person that Sinead O'Connor was.
Dr. Al-Qadri, how important was Sinead O'Connor's faith and that faith journey that you accompanied her on?
Well, I think firstly, I'd like to express my heartfelt gratitude to the esteemed family that have allowed for the Muslim funeral to take place. And they have acknowledged the Muslim identity that Sinead O'Connor took upon herself the past 5 years of her life. I am the person that initiated her into Islam, and it is a great honor and privilege for me, something that I will always cherish with me, that I was also the person that, led the funeral prayer this morning. And it was a funeral service that reflected the beautiful, diverse personality and diverse identity and the journey that she had. The journey of our sister Sinead O'Connor was a journey full of trials, full of turbulences. But despite that, she'd always had faith in God. She always was a believer, and that is something that was reflected today in the beautiful ceremony.
Well, you led the prayers. Tell us a little about the faith message in those prayers.
The faith message in the prayers were asking God to embrace our sister Sinead O'Connor with his mercy, with his compassion. Sinead was a pure-hearted soul. She was one with a pure heart. And as we all know, that Jesus Christ said, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." We believe and we prayed that our sister Sinead, who took the Muslim name Shuhada, which amazingly actually means one who witnesses the beauty of God. So she had taken upon herself the name of Shuhada. So we pray that may she witness the beauty of God, the vision of God. May she be embraced by him. And also the beautiful message of unity that she always propagated through her art, through her music. And she was for justice, she was for equality, she stood against injustice, and she would highlight people and institutions that would exploit humanity, and she would be against it. So we pray that may God reward her for those beautiful prophetic messages. She was ahead of her time, as we all know, and someone that really, there is a saying in the Pakistani language, "Hazaro saal nargis apni binuri pirosi hai, badi mushkil se hota hai chaman mein didavar paida." That it takes thousands and thousands of years for a person like Sinead O'Connor to be born.
How will you think of her after today?
I'll think of her as someone who had a profound impact on the nation, on her nation, on her country. Someone who reflected what it means to be Irish. One who, despite the turbulences, difficulties of life, would not leave God, we still have faith in God, faith in God, but at the same time, do something to uphold humanity, do something to speak out against injustice, do something to reflect diversity, to ensure that diversity is respected and is accepted and acknowledged. And today her lovely family had acknowledged her Muslim identity, and it's something that is so powerful. So powerful, and I cannot thank them enough. And doing for exactly what Sinead used to do, she would build bridges, and day to day build bridges.
And that was Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, Chief Imam at the Islamic Centre of Ireland, who led prayers at Sinead O'Connor's funeral service this morning.